A new food truck park just opened in Juneau, in December. It's also in the Mendenhall Valley, miles away from the cruise ship docks. Many Juneau residents rely on summer tourists, which can leave fewer options for locals in the winter. Kate Tewo spoke with business owners and customers at the new food truck park to find out how they plan to make it pencil out.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, great.
It's lunch hour in Juneau's Vintage Park Business Center, and it's cold.
We got fries or tots today?
Let's do fries.
Okay.
In an open lot between office buildings and a senior center, two food trucks are parked by the wood frame of what will become a covered eating area. Some customers wait in their cars for crepes or burgers. April Sapp strolls over from the nearby Jordan Creek Family Healthcare office. She orders a cheeseburger and gyro sandwich from one of the trucks.
I'm very excited about this.
Before, she likely would have had to drive to a supermarket for lunch.
Now we just walk.
One of the trucks, Alaskan Crepe Escape, is better known for serving its sweet and savory crepes from a stand downtown during cruise season. Owner Madeline McEwen says that so far, things are a lot different out in the valley. For one, they now have regulars.
We're realizing and learning how much these people are going to be the same people we see, which is also really fun because we get to know people better and meet more people and stuff.
The park will have more options soon. A taco truck, one with Filipino food, and a beer and wine cart. By setting up shop in the winter and 9 miles from downtown, all of these businesses are taking a leap of faith. Brian Holst with the Juneau Economic Development Council says the city's restaurants typically rely heavily on summer tourists to stay afloat.
Most of them will tell you that it's much harder to make ends meet in the wintertime, and those particularly downtown and those that are where visitors frequent really count on making most of their profit in the summertime so that it carries them through in the wintertime.
That's been true for Parker Wilson's, which serves burgers out of two purple food trucks, a downtown location that closes in the off-season and one in the valley that stays open all year. But owner Chad Edwards says staying open in the winter hasn't been easy.
Operating costs for us are much higher in the winter, and revenue is much lower. I haven't figured any way around it. That's just the way it is.
Edwards' biggest focus, he says, is keeping his staff around, even when it's slower.
You need to pay your crew really well, and you need to be busy. Otherwise, you've got people standing around in a literally like a 40-degree box who have run out of things to clean, and they're thinking about how they would rather be somewhere else, like anywhere else, you know?
McEwen's father, Marty, owns the food truck park. He hopes the location will mean that the food truck workers won't be standing around. He says it's filling a need for nearby office workers, as well as healthcare workers at the senior center and the new Southeast Regional Health Consortium campus.
And we don't have any food over here. Everybody's been saying that they're very pleased to have more options in the valley.
The other truck at the park is Devil's Hideaway, a burgers and wings spot that used to operate out of Squire's Bar in Auk Bay. Owner Anthony Knaus likes the prospect of serving regulars.
I've never wanted to be downtown in the summer, just because it goes from trying to do something unique to like mass producing.
But will it work? Holst with the Juneau Economic Development Council thinks the food truck model, which lets different kinds of food spots get started at a lower cost than a traditional restaurant, increases the odds. And Holst says legislative staff who are in town from January to May are another possible source of business for the park because they're more likely to now live and spend money in the valley. 10 or 15 years ago, he says, they mostly stayed downtown.
And I trust that Juneauites will recognize that they're going to have a lot of good options and they're going to be busy.
Madeline McEwen of the Crepe Escape sees another benefit of the year-round park. It helps her to retain employees.
I had so many girls that I was like, I need another location to like get these girls the hours that they need. And so I'm really excited about that, especially for summertime, because I'll be able to like staff up everybody and then I'll have more retention that way.
Her father says the winter opening wasn't intentional. The contractor he hired was busy all summer. But he heard that people are happy with the food truck park so far. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.